Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tanya Mosley. Let's talk now about recent data from the Massachusetts State Police Department that shows a 93% increase in use of force from 2015 to 2016. The categories tracked include officers' use of tasers, firearms, pepper spray, police dogs, and other control techniques. It is a striking increase from 208 incidents of force in 2015 to 402 in 2016. But David Procopio, spokesperson with the Massachusetts State Police, say the reality is not as striking as it sounds. I spoke with Procopio earlier today, and here's what he had to say.
First of all, that 93% is a little bit misleading because in 2016, Massachusetts state troopers were equipped with tasers, which is the brand name for the type of electronic control weapons that we use, for the first time. And because of the industry standard as to how use of force incidents are categorized when using an electronic control weapon, the number of times we deployed an ECW or a taser can be somewhat misleading without context and explanation. So of that number of 402 total uses of force in 2016, our statistics indicate that 130 of them were taser deployments. But of that 130, only 25 of them involve the actual contact between the electrical current provided by a taser and an assaultive and combative suspect. And the reason for that is that our policy and the industry considers a deployment of an electronic control weapon to be anything from just drawing it from the holster to pointing its laser sight on an assaultive suspect or sparking the electrical current between the two prongs of the device to create a visible spark that the combative suspect can see. The idea is to persuade somebody that it would be best to just agree to a peaceful resolution of this confrontation. So when you take all that into account, the actual time someone was actually tased, to use the common vernacular, was 25 out of those 130 deployments.
Drawing a firearm but not using it does not constitute as use of force, but drawing a taser does. Can you go a little bit into more detail on why that is?
Well, I'm not sure why that is, other than that's probably a better question for the industry, but we've adopted that industry standard that does provide that, and we've accounted for that in our policy. We devised a fairly rigorous policy, a very rigorous policy for electronic control weapons, which goes hand in hand with our rigorous overall use of force policy. And again, there are two types of deployment that would count as actual contact with the electrical current. That's firing the probes into an assaultive suspect or actually putting the taser in contact with that suspect. Ideally, we won't ever have to reach that point, because when we're faced with an assaultive suspect, the threat or the persuasion by just showing the taser hopefully will bring that to a close. And I should note that the point when we actually draw the taser or give that visual threat of it is far along the use of force ladder that we require troopers to follow. At the very lowest end of that ladder is verbal de-escalation. And we should note that we train all troopers and have increased training in recent years in verbal de-escalation techniques. When those don't work, if the suspect is assaultive, then we would go to a physical restraint. And then if that doesn't work, we would increase or escalate to a striking technique, and then pepper spray, and then after that, an electronic control weapon. And beyond the electronic control weapon would be actual use of a firearm.
One might think that using tasers would decrease the use of firearms, but between 2015 and 2016, as we see in this report, there was no change in the use of firearms, one and one each year. I would love to know from you, have other types of use of force changed as a result of police being able to use tasers?
Well, I don't think we have a large enough sample set. We think it will. Firearms are a class unto themselves, obviously, and obviously one in 2015 to one in 2016 is not a large enough sample set in terms of actual firearm incidents or number of years to draw any kind of meaningful comparison. Now, for other types of less than lethal force, such as control techniques, striking techniques, pepper spray, again, I think we would need a little bit longer to analyze that. And it's important to note, I think, also that when you talk about use of force numbers, and this year, 2016 rather, it was 402. To give that context, you're talking about 402 out of tens of thousands of contacts, individual contacts of members of the public. And it's also, I think, important to note that troopers ride in patrol cars by themselves, single trooper in a patrol car, and the nature of our mission requires us often to be patrolling long stretches of highway, sometimes in rural areas, sometimes in less populated areas, where the next backup trooper could be several minutes away. And I think that needs to be considered also when looking at why force sometimes is required by a police officer in general and by a state trooper in particular.
That was Dave Procopio, spokesperson for the Massachusetts State Police. Stay with us. Coming up, famed Boston Group New Edition. I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Radio Boston.